Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After years of delays, T-Riders will be able to take the Green Line all the way to Medford on Monday. That's when the newest extension opens. WBUR's Walter Wuthman talked with some of the neighbors now that the trains are finally pulling in.
2-year-old Sam McDonough sits in his stroller above Medford Tufts Station and watches trains conduct test runs on the new track.
Choo-choo.
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 Green Line.
Choo-choo.
His mother, Carly Nesson, says they plan to ride the train into Boston the first day it's open, and many times after.
I think the Museum of Science is something we're most excited for.
For Sam's entire life, the Green Line extension has been delayed. The $2.3 billion project was originally supposed to be completed in 2014. But the first new station in Somerville's Union Square didn't open until March, 8 years behind schedule. And the MBTA kept pushing the deadline for the Medford branch even further. There was a date set for May, then end of summer, then November. Now, the first trains are finally set to open their doors at 5 new stations Monday morning.
Can I trust them?
That's Loring Tu. He's a professor of mathematics at Tufts. He says he's excited to use the train.
I think I might even be able to, like, go to Chinatown for lunch and then come back here.
Food was also on the minds of Tufts sophomores Charles Mitchell and Rafi Ayeni. I asked where they plan to take their first ride.
Cane's chicken fingers, most definitely.
Right now, Mitchell says the trip is a schlep.
Since we live all the way across campus, we have to take the shuttle to Davis to get on the red line to go to Park Street, and this just takes us directly there.
Nearby at Picante Taqueria, manager Maria Ramirez works the register.
This is good for the business.
Ramirez says the taqueria has already seen more foot traffic from workers on the Green Line project. Now, they expect to get more commuters, too.
Yep, with the train, new students this year. We had new faces, and I told you, families too.
But the new stations have downsides. Justin Hollander is a professor of urban planning at Tufts who studied the Green Line extension.
In anticipation of these new stops opening up, real estate prices have grown quite significantly.
Hollander says some renters are already getting priced out of the area. He says cities like Medford and Somerville should do more to develop affordable housing. Meanwhile, current owners are touting the new Green Line stations in real estate ads, and the promise will soon be reality. The first Green Line train is scheduled to open its doors at 4:45 in Medford Monday morning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.